The United States is sending almost 300 athletes to the Paralympic Games in Brazil next week. Cyclist Jennifer Schubel is one of them. She was once the fastest woman in several indoor cycling events, but got beat out 4 years ago. Esther Chamakili of member station WBHM reports that Schubel is on a mission to be the best again.
On a muggy afternoon in Atlanta, Jennifer Schubel hops on her bicycle and clips into the pedals. She takes off, zooming around the steep banks of the velodrome.
All right. Dropping down.
She drafts behind her coach, who's on a motorcycle, holding the pace steady at 30 miles per hour. After every lap on the short cycling track, Schubel sounds off.
15.
At just 5'3" tall, Schubel is short for a cyclist, but she has explosive power. The 40-year-old now lives and trains in Birmingham, Alabama. Growing up, she was a competitive athlete who played track and soccer. But a series of accidents, beginning in 1997, changed her life. It started when Schubel attended West Point, the U.S. Military Academy.
I was in hand-to-hand combat class. I did a flip and I landed on my head. So I ended up with a nice concussion. My neck had 4 partially bulged discs.
That's when she suffered her first traumatic brain injury, or TBI. She began to struggle, both academically and physically, and withdrew from West Point. A few years later, Schubel was in a car accident that resulted in a second TBI. Then in 2004, doctors diagnosed her with multiple sclerosis. At that point, she said,
"What next?"
Schubel says her biggest physical ailments are because of MS.
MS is like an old house, short-circuiting. So when your core body temperature gets hotter, as in when you're exercising, you start misfiring. Your brain stops communicating. So as an athlete, that makes it harder.
When her body temperature rises, she loses feeling in her feet, which makes running almost impossible. But on a bike, her feet are locked into the pedals, and her legs do all the work. Schubel says cycling helps to keep her MS at bay, and she constantly pushes the limits despite her disability.
7.
Paralympic athletes are broken into groups based on physical ability. Schubel competes with athletes who have mild physical impairments. In Rio, she wants to win gold again. She came out of nowhere in 2008 to break the world record in the women's 500 meters in Beijing.
I was just a huge moment. Because I don't think anybody in that arena thought I'd win the 500 and break the world record. And for me to be able to pull that off and actually do the start that I did, it was huge.
After winning gold in Beijing, she came so close to doing it again in London 4 years later, but had to settle for silver. That disappointment has given her renewed purpose and fueled her quest to once again be the top Paralympic cyclist on the podium in Rio. For NPR News, I'm Esther Chamakili in Birmingham, Alabama.